We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants,
that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, gracious viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basikan Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaseta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achí Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achí TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, en Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, en La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jimenez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jorotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cable Visión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cable Visión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbater Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzorg in Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda, and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a South Korean company is building a $78 million US dollar textile factory in Haiti. In ecology news, school children in Amman, Jordan plant 1 million saplings. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, February 22nd, is the Supreme Master Qinghai Day, proclaimed in 1994 by the Honorable Governors of Illinois, Iowa, Kansas, Minnesota, Missouri, and Wisconsin in the United States. At a grand ceremony in Chicago, Illinois, Supreme Master Qinghai was presented with the World Spiritual Leadership Award, honoring her unconditional charitable actions and immense spiritual contributions. The Supreme Master Qinghai Day is now joyfully celebrated annually around the globe with festive activities. On this grace-filled occasion, we would like to express our deepest gratitude, beloved Supreme Master Qinghai, for your infinite compassion on behalf of Earth inhabitants. We wish all a jubilant Supreme Master Qinghai Day with manifold blessings from heaven. Please tune in for today's special programs in celebration of this wondrous day.
Fly-in news. Earthquake causes widespread damage in New Zealand. On Tuesday, February 22nd, just before 1 p.m., a 6.3 magnitude earthquake struck the previously quake-stricken New Zealand city of Christchurch, with residents saying that this one was more violent than the destructive 7.1 magnitude quake of September 2010. Entire buildings collapsed in the city as power and phone lines were downed, along with damage to roads, bridges, and water mains. There were reports of fatalities, as well as numerous injuries, some serious. A series of aftershocks followed, causing further panic in streets already filled with fleeing residents and emergency service personnel searching for survivors. Conveying her deep love and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai requested that our nearby association members please check quickly with Christchurch officials to see what assistance is required and to go, if possible, to help the most desperate, saying that funds for urgent needs are available. Our appreciation, New Zealand officials, rescue personnel, and all others working to ease this disastrous situation. May heaven watch over the quake-shaken residents as we pray that such calamities are minimized through our striving for more considerate lifestyles to restore the balance of the ecosphere.
Gale force winds cause power losses and spark fires in eastern USA. On Saturday morning, February 19th, 15,000 households in the northeastern state of Massachusetts reported power outages from high-speed winds downing electricity lines, with a wind advisory also in place in other New England states such as Connecticut, Rhode Island, and New Hampshire. Meanwhile, the iconic national Christmas tree in Washington, D.C. was found to be uprooted from the winds, with flights that were delayed at the region's Dulles International Airport as well as Newark Liberty International Airport in New Jersey and John F. Kennedy
or JFK International Airport in New York.
Dry conditions combined with gusting winds also ignited fires in both Maryland and Virginia, causing minor injuries to at least four firefighters and temporarily closing sections of the major Interstate 95. Over 600 acres were burned in Maryland, with several homes and businesses also damaged, while as many as 300 fires flared on Saturday across the state of Virginia, burning a total of 3,000 acres and leading to a state of emergency to be declared in seven counties. The largest of the blazes was a wildfire in the North District of Shenandoah National Park, which spread to over 2,000 acres on Sunday due to high winds. Another in Warren County was sparked by a house fire and went on to engulf 75 acres, prompting the evacuation of some 500 homes before it was successfully extinguished. Thankfully, the fires in both states were largely contained by Sunday afternoon, with no human injuries reported.
We are thankful for the brave efforts of the firefighting personnel and other officials working to assist people in need. Our prayers for the safety of both humans and animals, and that such disturbing conditions are alleviated through our gentler regard of all fellow beings on Earth.
Earthquakes jolt the Philippines, Mexico, USA, Chile, and Indonesia. On Thursday, February 17th, three earthquakes, measuring up to 3.3 on the Richter scale, rattled the Philippine city of Baguio, followed by another magnitude 5.0 tremor that shook residents in the city and nearby areas from their sleep the next morning. In North America on Friday, residents reported feeling a magnitude 5.1 earthquake that occurred 190 kilometers southeast of Tijuana in Mexico's state of Baja California and 52 kilometers southwest of San Luis, Arizona, USA.
Also on Friday, a quake registering 4.1 on the Richter scale struck Greenbrier in the U.S. state of Arkansas before dawn, followed by a string of tremors that occurred over the next few days, including three on Sunday.
To the south in Latin America, various Chilean cities and towns were hit by 12 tremors registering at least three on the Richter scale starting on Friday, with the largest 5.2 magnitude tremor occurring offshore of Valparaíso region, 40 kilometers southwest of San Antonio. The next day, the region was again hit by five earthquakes, with the most powerful measuring 5.2 on the Richter scale, while in the northern Antofagasta region, a 4.6 magnitude tremor struck 75 kilometers northeast of Calama. On Sunday night in Indonesia, a 5.1 magnitude tremor hit off the western coast of North Sumatra province, 56 kilometers west of the island of Nias. Fortunately, no casualties or damages were reported for any of the tremors, nor were any tsunami warnings issued.
We thank heaven for the protection of the quake-shaken residents, as we pray for the reassuring safety of all Earth's inhabitants through humanity striving for more caring stewardship of the planet.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
UK government scientists advise citizens to eat less red and processed meat. Upon the request of the British Department of Health, the nation's Scientific Advisory Committee on Nutrition, an advisory board of independent scientists, doctors, and nutritionists, has reviewed dietary advice on meat consumption as a source of iron. Their evaluation of the material has prompted an advisory report that includes information about the serious health risks posed by the consumption of red meat, along with a recommendation to reduce its intake.
Acknowledging other studies that have already suggested a link between meat consumption and heart disease, as well as type 2 diabetes, the scientists state that reducing consumption of red and other processed meats could significantly decrease the chance of cancers such as bowel cancer, which currently is the second highest cause of cancer death in the country. The scientists also suggest that those at risk of iron deficiency could be provided with vitamin supplements. Our earnest appreciation, Scientific Advisory Council and United Kingdom Government, for your advisements to protect the health of fellow citizens, wishing everyone a swift transition to the humane and vital benefits of plant-based fare for a vibrant population and safer world for all.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognised livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution. And as a Vice President, one of the proposals I've made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
Massentierhaltung zum Beispiel ist ein großes Problem. Der Fleischkonsum in gerade auch den reichen Ländern des Nordens ist für das Klima nicht gut.
Please eat less meat and let's make taxes on meat. That's definitely one of the issues we're talking about. I'd like to tell people what the cost is of eating meat for the environment worldwide.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green to save the planet.
The Beijing Television celebrates New Year of the Rabbit with World Artist Show. Following last year's success of establishing the first international TV program during the Lunar New Year to bridge Chinese and other cultures across the globe, China's Beijing Television once again hosted the 2011 Spring Festival Global Gala, inviting a spectrum of grassroots to world-class artists and performers from countries worldwide. Hosted by six bilingual hosts, the star-studded 150-minute event brought together East and West with enchanting performances of some 300 Chinese and foreign artists from 40 different countries. Israel's acclaimed modern singer, David Dor, sang the Phantom of the Opera and performed a Mongolian folk song, Dating at Ao Bao, with Chinese soprano Liu Wanwan. Mr. Dor said, "Liu and I became good friends when we first met before the rehearsal. Although we don't speak the same language, music is a universal language for us." Chinese singer Shang Wanji also shared the stage with her idol, famous Canadian-Belgian singer Lara Fabian, singing her classical French song, I Still Believe. Meanwhile, dance programs included a performance by Spain's leading flamenco dancer, Cristina Hoyos, as well as traditional Russian and Aboriginal Australian dances. Kudos Beijing Television for presenting this glorious and breathtaking international event to usher in the Lunar New Year. May the cultural enrichment of the Spring Festival Global Gala's gifted performances be enjoyed by audiences worldwide.
Save our planet. Major solar flare warns of potential disaster. Senior American Association for the Advancement of Science officials meeting, which just concluded in Washington, D.C., USA, warned of potential severe solar storms that could cause extensive damage and cost the global economy hundreds of billions of dollars. On Tuesday, February the 15th, the sun's surface erupted in an X-class solar flare, the most powerful type of all solar events, as the most powerful in 4 years. The explosion was unleashed from a sunspot region that had barely been visible just the week before, but grew quickly to more than 100,000 kilometers across, or nearly 8 times the width of the Earth. Although the recent event fortunately only disrupted high-frequency radio communications in southern China and caused displays of the Aurora Borealis, also known as the Northern Lights, a solar flare of this magnitude can lead to much more severe geomagnetic storms as its coronal mass ejection, or CME, consisting of billions of tons of charged particles, reaches the Earth's magnetic field. These intense solar flares can trigger prolonged or even permanent blackouts in satellite communications and power grids, as well as radiation storms.
Moreover, solar flares are expected to become more frequent and severe in 2013 during the solar max, when the sun's activity is set to reach its peak. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, Administrator Jane Lubchenco said, "This is not a matter of if, it's simply a matter of when and how big. We have every reason to expect we're going to be seeing more space weather in the coming years, and it behooves us to be smart and be prepared."
Our thankfulness, scientists, for these insights into the significant implications of what could be increasingly dangerous solar activity. May we heed such potentially catastrophic occurrences as reminders to protect ourselves through more uplifting, eco-conscious lifestyles.
At the request of Supreme Master Television staff in Los Angeles, California, USA, during an October 2010 video conference, Supreme Master Ching Hai explained the cause of solar flares and humanity's ability to significantly worsen or improve such events.
Persons, fifth level beings. The fifth level beings are only there to give us spiritual benefit and upliftment and happiness. But unfortunately, we sometimes abuse it. We are not making ourselves worthy of all this help. So we have all this violent atmosphere because of war, because of hatred, because of mass murdering animals, etc., and abusing the environment. We are killing too much. So we attract this kind of flare. It's us, the human, who attract it, the flare. And if we continue, it could be worse than that. It's just a warning only. Just a warning. It could be worse. So I always tell everybody, please, pay more attention to moral standards. Please be more compassionate. Please be more virtuous. Love each other. Peace, no war, no killing. Vegan, that is to protect everybody.
What began on January 31st as a peaceful hunger strike by Venezuelan students urging the government to allow the Organization of American States to conduct human rights investigations in the country has gained international attention, with dozens more citizens joining the demonstration. On Friday, February the 18th, Interior and Justice Minister Tarek El Esame expressed concern for those who are risking their lives for their belief in democratic governance, as he affirmed the government's consideration of their requests.
Addressing the country's newly appointed government, Jordan's King, Abdullah II, orders cabinet members to enact fast, real reforms that provide both elected officials and the public with greater decision-making powers to improve the standard of living for the Jordanian people.
Arriving in Egypt for an unannounced visit, British Prime Minister David Cameron urges the nation's military leaders to invite the heads of minority political parties into the government and to end a state of emergency, saying that Egypt's successful transition to a working democracy will benefit not only her people, but also those in other countries.
Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi's son, Saif al-Islam Gaddafi, addresses the nation in a televised speech, acknowledging the region's changing times as he proposes significant reforms that would address the demands of the people protesting for improved government and human rights. These include raising salaries, providing more autonomy to local governments, relaxing restrictive laws, and drafting a first-ever national constitution. Meanwhile, various media are reporting that the number and presence of Libyan protesters swelled Monday, reaching the capital of Tripoli, where eyewitnesses stated that people were being cruelly injured and killed, while a doctor at the Benghazi hospital reported the death toll had reached 300 in that city alone. In protest over the violence against the Libyan people, the Minister of Justice, Mustafa Mohamed Aboud Al-Jalil, has resigned, while members of Libya's UN embassy staff, including Deputy Ambassador to the United Nations, Ibrahim Dabashi, called for an end to the killing of innocent Libyan people and for leader Muammar Gaddafi to step down. Meanwhile, Libya's ambassadors to the European Union, Bangladesh, and Indonesia also resign, as Al Jazeera reports on a statement released by Libyan army officers that calls upon all soldiers to join the people, and two senior Libyan Air Force colonels defy orders to bomb their fellow citizens, flying their fighter jets instead to Malta, where they ask for asylum.
Among the other world leaders expressing deep concern about the violence and urging for its immediate halt are Arab League Secretary General Amr Moussa, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi, French President Nicolas Sarkozy, Slovenian Prime Minister Borut Pahor, the Slovenian Foreign Ministry, Canadian Foreign Affairs Minister Lawrence Cannon, Maltese Prime Minister Lawrence Gonzi, the Swiss Foreign Ministry, British Prime Minister David Cameron, and British Foreign Secretary William Hague, with Secretary Hague also demanding that the Libyan government grant basic human rights to the people, as well as ending the detention of journalists and holding those responsible for violence accountable, while initiating genuine dialogue with citizens as part of a larger commitment to reform.
As predominantly Shiite Muslim Bahraini citizens mark their seventh day of demonstrations for improved human rights and democracy, King Hamad bin Isa Al Khalifa issues pardons for imprisoned political activists, saying that they will be freed. Save Our Planet. Former U.S. Coast Guard Admiral Pat Allen, who led the response to the massive 2010 Gulf of Mexico oil spill, is among a group of experts who warn against drilling for oil in Alaska based on the potentially disastrous environmental consequences.
Save Our Planet. His Highness Prince Charles of Wales, a patron of the Red Squirrel Survival Trust, meets with 1,500 volunteers of the charity Red Squirrels Northern England to offer his support for their projects to conserve the endangered animal.
Save Our Planet. In its 2011 yearbook report, the UN Environment Program, or UNEP, warns that tons of plastic trash and massive runoff from chemical fertilizers are destroying the oceans, as it emphasizes the need to protect fragile marine ecosystems with better farming and waste management practices.
Warning news. In attempt to control the spread of the contagious and deadly foot and mouth disease found in 150 locations around South Korea, more than 3 million pigs and cattle have been killed since the country's first outbreak in November 2010.
Hello, I'm Tango the Tonkin Snub-Nosed Monkey, and this is my handsome son, Kanto.
Hi, we're eating delicious plants and grains for a humane diet. Today, we have a tip on saving energy.
If you need to boil water for a beverage, try to heat only what you need.
If there happens to be some leftover, you can store it in a thermos to use for the next cup.
Thank you for watching, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Now, weather around the world.
In world news, a South Korean company is building a $78 million textile factory in Haiti. Say-A Trading, one of the world's largest garment makers, announced the plan which would create 20,000 jobs in the Caribbean country. The new plant will be part of the North Industrial Park, which is a $2.5 billion textile producing complex being developed by the Haitian government, the United States government, and the Inter-American Development Bank. Operations are scheduled to begin in the first quarter of 2012. Our accolades and appreciation, Say-A Trading, for providing many employment opportunities in Haiti. Also our special thanks, governments of Haiti and United States and Inter-American Development Bank, for your support of the new industrial park. May nations continue to work together to bring our world into an age of peace, prosperity and sustainability. Up next on Noteworthy News, a green initiative in Jordan encourages children to plant and care for trees. We'll take a moment to remember God within. Stay tuned for more valuable news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, salutable news for a respectful world. In ecology news, school children in Amman, Jordan plant 1 million saplings. The government-sponsored initiative encouraged the youngsters to plant the trees at their schools, homes and other locations. Agriculture Ministry Media Office Director and Spokesperson Mr. Nima Hadadin stated, "As students plant the trees and become responsible for watering and caring for them, a new generation that is aware of the need to protect trees will be created." A big green salute, Director Mr. Nima Hadadin and Jordanian government, for your earth-loving project. May eco-friendly measures such as these, combined with a low-emissions organic vegan diet, lead us to a flourishing era of our planet.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai, entitled French Course.
A recruiting ad for a French learning class says like the following: if you find you do not like this course and want to quit after the first class, you can require us to return your tuition, but you must say this in French.
And now for our viewers' heartline on telepathic animal communicator Candy Kane Cooper on Animal World, our co-inhabitants.
That's amazing. Animals don't want to be dominated, and they just want a partnership with humans. Completely true. Romina from Mexico.
Warm-hearted Romina, thank you for your affirming comments. As Ms. Candy Kane Cooper shows, through her telepathic communications, animal friends only wish to live in joy and love with us. May heaven bless you and all the spiritual people of San Grace, Mexico.
Do you have a hotline today? We would be delighted to hear your hotlines and stories from your area. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May the glorious song of God's love be your inner treasure.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
During his meeting with Croatian President Ivo Josipovic, Afghan President Hamid Karzai thanks the people of Croatia for their support in the rebuilding of his country.
In a joint press conference with his Iranian counterpart Ali Akbar Salehi, German Foreign Minister Guido Vestavella affirms the importance of dialogue and cooperation between the two countries to resolve differences.
Representatives from Azerbaijan and Romania sign a memorandum of understanding for their countries' increased cooperation in areas such as international relations, information exchange, reciprocal visits, and collaboration of youth organizations.
Wishing to see international law upheld and a furthering of the Palestinian-Israeli peace process, the Russian government calls for Israel to freeze settlement buildings in West Bank.
The former Cuban leader, Fidel Castro, and current president, Raul Castro, meet with visiting Paraguayan President Fernando Lugo Mendez, where they acknowledge their country's cordial relations and discuss enhancement of cooperative ties.
Animal rescue organization, The Collared Scholar, in California, USA, rescues 10 stray dogs from Formosa or Taiwan, bringing them to the United States to give them better lives.
To assist inmates in reintegrating into society, Changhua Prison in Formosa or Taiwan imparts artistic training to the detainees in creative areas such as group dance, playing music instruments, painting, calligraphy, noodle and traditional Chinese lantern making, and furniture carpentry.
The nonprofit volunteer-based organization Operation Outreach Afghanistan donates blankets, clothes, and school supplies to 200 Kushi tribe members fleeing civil war in Kabul, Afghanistan.
In Idaho, USA, half a dozen people helped to free Eddie the Jack Russell Terrier canine from being trapped underground in an irrigation pipe for 19 hours, reuniting him with grateful human caregiver Glenn Farrell.
Turkish researchers analyzing the 1999 Izmit earthquake in Turkey find that 44 minutes before the quake, the area emitted a distinctive seismic signal from the slipping of the fault, giving them hope of being able to develop an early warning system.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWM.